Thanks for calling SM Billing Department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Hi, I've got a question about my bill.
Mm-hmm.
It was for do you have my name?
Okay, will you please help me out with the date of birth?
12/21/1972.
Yeah. Okay, and what's the name?
Jennifer Fellows.
Jennifer Fellows, correct. Yes, and okay, and what is the data service?
It looks like it's 2/18/25.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was for Jasmine.
Yeah.
It is
deductible charges actually from your insurance, which is left as a patient responsibility.
What's that?
There is a patient responsibility, ma'am, of deductible charges left by your insurance.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm not sure if it was coded properly because it's for a yearly skin check. And that's supposed to be routine. So it's not diagnostic. So I just want to make sure it's not diagnostic.
Okay, just a moment. Let me have a look. It is a yearly routine checkup of the skin, right?
A what?
It was a yearly routine checkup of your skin.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Okay, just give me a moment. Let me check. Just be online. Okay, Jennifer, thanks for being online. So, it's going to check from my end. Okay, the claim is billed as proper from our end. We also billed it as a skin examination, not as like the yearly or annually any checkup, any kind of.
Yep, so the year it is the yearly skin check. Right?
No, it is not billed as it is. It is a
Yes, I know, that's the problem. It's supposed to be. It needs to be billed as the yearly preventative skin check.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but as per the practice notice, it's not like they have written over kind of this thing, like this is a yearly or routine yearly checkup of the skin.
Yes, it is. That's what I was there for a yearly skin check. So the code has to be a preventative code of Z. What was the skin? What was the code that you used?
I
work in medicine. I do this all the time. What's that?
Actually, ma'am, I'm not a biller, so I can't tell you this. Which is it? Code it has to be used over here.
Okay. Can you tell me what code they used?
Just a second. Let me check with my team for it.
Because if it was D22.5, that should be the backup code. That's not the preventative code. The preventative code is a Z.
Yeah, see, we also build it as with the Z1283. It is an encounter for... Z1283, encounter for screening of malignant neoplasm of skin.
Right, so it's a screening. So it's preventative. So that's completely covered by my insurance. I talked to them about this.
So what they should have in this scenario?
So I don't know why I have a deductible when it was for a yearly preventative skin check screening. Preventative is paid in full.
Might be your insurance didn't cover it for that.
I spoke to my insurance. I spoke to them.
Okay.
Apparently it wasn't billed as the primary diagnosis billing code. It has to start with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
So Z1 2.83, is it a diagnosis code or a preventative code?
It's a diagnosis code of the encounter of screening of malignant of neoplasm of the skin.
So is it not supposed to be a diagnostic code if it's a yearly screening?
I don't have idea of it. Just give me a moment. Okay, let me check with my again with my team. Like for the same. Jennifer, thanks for being online.
Yeah.
So, just allow us some time, okay? I need to check with my senior for it, okay? And I will get back to you, okay? So, within...
Okay.
Yeah, if it is possible, so today I will call you back, okay? Within some hour,
that'd be great.
Yeah, either I will call you on Monday, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So you're telling me it was indeed billed as Z12.83.
Yeah, this is a diagnosis code of the office visit they have. For 20 minutes office visit, the practice billed it as a diagnosis of it.
Okay, so it's ICD-10-CM. Yeah, because that's the thing. It's like for anything else, anytime that you have a screening, your insurance covers all of it. So I'm not sure what the 126 is left from. Does it tell you what the 126 is for, or 162?
No.
It doesn't tell you what it's for?
But as can I understand the notes from the practice, they didn't written any note. It is kind of the yearly preventive examination of this skin. They have just written it as notes, as like it is office visit for the this diagnosis of the malignant neoplasm of the skin. They didn't like note it as a preventive examination of yearly.
So they only wrote it down for just a yearly skin check.
I'm sorry, your voice is breaking.
The only thing that is written down that I was charged for preventative yearly skin check, which is the Z12.83. That's the only code that was used.
Your again voice is breaking a little bit, kind of.
My voice is breaking up?
Yeah, now it is good.
Okay. Are you telling me that the only code that was used was Z12.83?
Mm-hmm.
So that was completely covered in full. So I don't know why I have a balance.
I don't know about it many more for it, but don't worry. I will just check with my senior and the billing department for it. If it's still after the review your claim and the practice notes and everything, if it's still found any kind of the wrong in this, okay, so we will send the query to our to the practice also for this. Either we will call you back for the same. Okay?
Yes, please call me back either way, because I need to know what's going on. Because if
sure.
I get sent to collections, that's not right. It's supposed to, I'm looking at my United Healthcare right now. I have a yearly skin check that I'm covered for. In full, paid in full with no deductible.
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, Jennifer, so I just gather some information from my team. Like the if it is a billed as an annual visit, okay, of the skin, okay, whatever the diagnosis was for it, but the if it is billed as a from the practice and like the, it was an annual visit of the diagnosis or anything, so it should be billed with the diagnosis code. It is ZZ000. Okay, but unfortunately the practice didn't mention any kind of the this kind of code, anything over here in the notes, or they also didn't mention it is like the annual visit or preventive, any kind of, right? So that's why we build the claim like the just office visit of the this skin problem.
No, I don't have a skin problem. It's supposed to be billed according to my United Healthcare as the preventative yearly code, which is the Z12.83. So the Z000 is inaccurate.
Yeah, Z00 actually is the annual preventive code we are generally using in the for the annual visit, right, for the preventive and everything. But don't worry, I just talked with my team and they said that like, you know, we need to send this query to the practice. Okay, so allow some time, we will get back to you with the resolution of it. Okay?
Okay, so I thought you had told me that they billed it as the Z12.83.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're telling me they did not bill it as that?
No, I mean to say, if it is, we practice didn't mention over here any kind of the preventive diagnosis code or preventive notes over here, of yearly preventive notes, okay? It is just mentioned over here, it is just a the patient have a diagnosis, this kind of thing, okay? With this diagnosis code and the L82.1 or other kind of the diagnosis code, but they didn't mention over any kind of the words over here, like it is a preventive or yearly visits or anything else. That's why we are asking some time from you, from your end, because we need to check with also the practice, what's the status of this claim and what's the kind of the notes they have written over here.
Okay, so you're just going to call me back and leave me a message as the status?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah.